It is time for sports. Now imagine you're a Yankee fan. I was in bed last night. The Yankees have lost, I don't know, so many games. They're just playing terrible. And you are watching, pulling your hair out last night as it is the bottom of the ninth. Bottom of the ninth. Yankees have the bases loaded, but they're down 7-4. Down 7-4, facing yet another defeat square in the face. And then all of a sudden, this happens.
High fly ball, deep right, going back to Rosarena. See ya! A walk-off grand slam for Josh Donaldson. And the Yankees pull victory from the jaws of defeat. What a big win for the New York Yankees.
Well, Michael, can you say signature moment? If you need one, Josh Donaldson just got one, because the Yankees have been down and out, down three, his 12th home run of the year, obviously his biggest, a grand slam walk-off for the Yankees.
The Yankees' 13th walk-off win of the year. I don't know if there's been a more dramatic one and a more important one than this.
Just a third home run for Josh Donaldson here at Yankee Stadium this year. One of the biggest ones he's hit in a long time.
Well, he knew it immediately. Fastball up and away. Don't try to pull the baseball in Yankee Stadium as a righty.
Here you go. Josh Donaldson delivers a much needed win. They need something to turn it around. Will this be it? I don't know. But you just can't tell. You hope it'll be that way if you're a Yankee fan. But, wow. They needed that. They needed that big time. And they got it. I mean, when you go and you look at the standings, the Yankees at one time had a 14-game lead in their division. That has shrunk down to a 10-game lead. But it was over Tampa Bay. That was a big win. Toronto's still 10 games back, but they had to turn things around. Let's see if they did. And the Mets, well, they won last night. They have a 4.5-game lead in their division. So taking a look at the ball games that were played last night, the Marlins over the Padres 4-3. The Phillies bombed the Reds 11-4. That's not the right one. Why? My computer has come up bad. Here we go. Now I'll give you the correct scores. Dodgers over the Brewers 2-1. The Reds over the Phillies, 1-0. The Cubs over the Nationals, 3-2. Twins over the Royals, 4-0. Blue Jays down the Orioles, 6-1. The Mariners over the Angels, 11-7. The Padres, 10. Marlins, 3. The Yankees, 8. The Rays, 7. Red Sox over the Pirates, 8-3. The Guardians over the Tigers, 8-4. The Mets over the Braves, 9-7. Cardinals over the Rockies, 5-1. Athletics 7, the Rangers 2, the Astros got by the White Sox 3-2, and the Diamondbacks downed the Giants by a score of 3-2. All right, that is a look at baseball. Now, in sports of other sorts, Rory McIlroy, who's been a big critic of LIV Golf, said that Tiger Woods had an impactful presence at the PGA Tour players meeting, and the thing about it was, it shows how much he cares. We're in the preseason football. Patriots and the Panthers, you know, they have combined practices sometime. Well, in the Patriots-Panthers practice, players fought again for the second time, and this time it led to some injuries. Amazing. Antonio Brown. Remember Antonio Brown? Take off my shirt, take off my uniform, walk off the field, Antonio Brown. He's taking aim at the Bucks, Tom Brady, and trainer the Alex Geronimo in the latest Twitter rant. Who cares? I mean, who really cares? Quote, Tom Brady's manipulate the game and gets 14 days to go home to get his mind right. LOL, his post said. Now you see the difference. Put that blank, 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 blank on. He's just never going to learn. Some players just never, ever learn. Back to the Mets. Brett Batty. First major league game, first major league at bat. His family's in the crowd. He hits a home run. That's a great story. That's a great story. Any other sports really to talk about? Not really. I think that's about it, to be honest with you. I guess I can pass this along. The Los Angeles Lakers have given a 2-year extension with LeBron James to stay with them. So there you go. That is a check on sports this morning. You're on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.